Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. We like to take time out occasionally to, well, at least hear from our listeners. So many ways to hear from them. We have phone numbers, we got email, we got Twitter, and we have our Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It fills up. We need to empty it out, and we like to play most of those comments and respond to them here on the air, be they criticism, suggestions, praise, whatever they may be. It's all fair game at the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's always there 24 hours for your questions, comments, and criticism, suggestions for the show, anything you want to leave there, we're happy to do so. Just tell us who you are when you call, when you leave your comment, 618-223-8384. It always helps to know where you're calling and where you listen as well. After we listen to some of our comments from the comment line, we'll talk about Joshua. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest from Concordia University, Chicago. The comment line again, 618-223-8384. Let's begin with a comment from Finland about the ordination of women and homosexuals.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I wanted to comment on the issue via ELCA and gay clergy. You had once a soundbite where a delegate of the ELCA said something like, there is enough room for both sides in the ELCA. I am sure that is a lie, because we in Finland have heard the same sentence when in 1987 women's ordination was introduced into the Finnish Lutheran Church. Those who were opposed to women's ordination were told that nobody would be forced to accept it and could still be a pastor in the Finnish Lutheran Church. Now, 20 years later, the situation is completely different. As a pastor, you are not allowed anymore to refuse to celebrate the Mass with a female pastor. Pastors who have refused to do so have been kicked out of their office. To make sure that no one who is opposed to women's ordination is ordained, they have only mixed ordinations, where both genders are ordained at the same time, so that no man who opposes women's ordination is accidentally ordained into the pastoral office. I believe exactly the same thing is going to happen in the ELCA, only that the issue here is not women's ordination but homosexuality. I believe the day will come, and not too far in the future, I believe, when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA, unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Well, because Americans are sinners like we Finns are. Thank you, and God bless. Goodbye.
Well, thank you for the comment. Thanks for listening in Finland as well. It's a sad tale to tell from Finland that back 20 years ago when they did ordain women for the first time, it was done with the promises of tolerance for those who objected, very similar to what we heard from the leadership of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Whenever these new things are introduced, oh, there's tolerance for those who don't like the direction of this church. I think it's G.K. Chesterton, maybe someone else, but I'm pretty sure it's G.K. Chesterton, talks about error in the church, heresy in the church, always enters the room meekly, hands folded, hat off, head down, begging simply to sit in the corner and be tolerated over there. But it is not long before that same error asks for a place at the table, perhaps even the worst place, just a stool to sit at near the table. But they want to be at the table and in the conversation. And, of course, it doesn't remain that way for very long. sooner or later, that same error is asking to sit at the head of the table, still permitting those who disagree to have a place, but this error requires that it be at the head of the table now. That's where we are with the ELCA and homosexual marriage. But of course, it doesn't remain that way for long either, does it? Pretty soon, the error from the head of the table requires that everyone there agree with the error and will no longer tolerate the truth. So the truth goes from sitting at the head of the table where it ought to be to sharing a place at the table with error until finally it's expelled from the room. We've watched it happen before, and sad to say, it probably will happen again. Next, a comment from the state that just started performing gay marriages.
Hi, Bob from Vermont. Recent events at the ELCA raised some questions and a random observation. First, with the proposed changes in the LCMS organization and polity increase the probability that issues such as women and gay ordination would be adopted in a certain way? Second, would a possible flood of ELCA refugees into the LCMS act to change the LCMS culture from a more confessional slant to a more pragmatic slant? And third, an observation, of course the ELCA leadership wants the conservatives to pay, to stay and to pay for all the drones at the denominational headquarters. Friday, 12:20.
Thank you very much. Even if we got a little bit of our answering machine voice in there, it's still an excellent comment. Well, two responses. First of all, he asks, will the proposed changes, and these are sweeping changes, by the way, to the structure and governance of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the second largest Lutheran church body in the United States, and I think it comes in about 11th or 12th largest denomination in the U.S. now, as its numbers continue to dwindle too, will those proposed changes in the structure and governance of the present leadership in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod lead us closer to a situation where things like the ordination of women, the ordination of homosexualities might become a possibility there? Well, no one is talking about that openly. No one is talking about that openly, especially in the leadership. But the proposed changes would, in the end, produce less accountability for the leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Less accountability. They're not accountable to congregations or pastors as much as they were before. And so when leadership is less accountable, they tend to act with impunity, don't they? So the question is, what people aren't talking about openly, what is being envisioned for the future of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Could it be that if we elect unaccountable leaders, they will be able to act with impunity? Not only that, but I think we ought to bear in mind that there is a mindset in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that whatever the Synod does or votes to do is right, whether it agrees with God's word or not. And the churches have made huge mistakes before and violated God's word. And consensus does not make for good teaching or practice. Now, he asks about the flood of refugees from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I don't expect such a flood. But if there were those who come to the LCMS from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, we should be very careful to vet them for their views on women's ordination, the view of Scripture and all those things. We should, because it's not as though just because they're unhappy with gay marriage or gay ordination, they are orthodox in every other respect. So we ought to be cautious. But I don't expect a flood of refugees, by the way. Time for one more comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Yes, Herman here. Just reviewing some of the episodes you've got on here for Thursday, August 27th, and especially Colleen Carroll Campbell and Wendy Wright's interviews. First point, regarding Wendy Wright's citing the detrimental impacts of homosexual couples raising children, I heard in that she's got a lot of stats on it and compiled evidence from Dr. Paul Cameron's work, who has studied, compiled, and presented various social study surveys on that. And that's one of the comments I've made. So I recognize that she's speaking from He certainly put forth that case with the evidence he's reviewed. Also, Colleen Carroll Campbell on the sexual acting out with parental permission in the media of these little girls and the pole dancing and all that. Want to connect that with the discussion of the instruction in public schools on homosexuality. All that is lowering the permission in society of sexualizing young children as a public policy. That's certainly moving in that direction. Also, you had on I believe a lady doctor a while back talking about the impact, especially of sexually transmitted diseases on the immature young person, especially girls. And this all just provoking an STD epidemic is just keeping it fired up with all of this. That's exactly where that's going, to their ruination. Doing good work here, and your number of ways delivering accurate apologetic artillery fire right on target. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And what Herman points out so well there in his comment is one of the great strengths of Issues, et cetera, and that is its tremendous, wide, and deep stable of guests. Guests that bring not only their own expertise, but marshal the expertise of many others when they address the issues that we talk about each and every day here. And we're happy to do it for our listeners, to be that clearinghouse of the very best guests and topics. And I like his image there. Apologetic artillery right on target. Another liner straight from one of our guests. Thank you very much, Herman. Folks, feel free to leave your comment, good, bad, ugly, 24/7, 618-223-8384. The Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. When we come back, Joshua with Dr. Andrew Steinman. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas, Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org, click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is abortion health care?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
President Obama's agenda for nationalizing health care in America is going forward. Though uncertainty in Congress, based largely on citizen opposition to the sweeping changes, has stalled the bill briefly, some kind of reform will likely take place in the near future. What will this mean for the unborn? Sadly, many in Obama's camp, such as Secretary of State Clinton, explicitly include abortion in their definition of health care. This means that unless language in the legislation specifically protects unborn children, federal funding for abortion will be part of federally mandated health care.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.